Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1714 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, football game, and I didn't see any more of Mr. Terry until one day just before I was arrested, and he told me that Mr. Kelly said I had not told the truth, and they wanted me to come back and tell the truth about it. I said I had done told the truth, and I don't know anything about it, and there is some crooked work now. And he left me at the corner of Edgewood Avenue and Ivy Street and told me to go ahead and go back to work. The reason I signed the affidavit for them in Birmingham was because they threatened me and I was scared and wanted to get back home. They said if I didn't sign it, I would have to go to the Birmingham Reformatory, and that if I did sign it, I would have to stick to it. That if I came to Atlanta and changed it, they would take me back to Birmingham, and that Birmingham would fix me. About 3 weeks after I came back to Atlanta from Birmingham, Judge Findle sent me to the reformatory at Milledgeville on a complaint in the children's court. Judge Findle said he would be willing to place me on probation, but remembering the threats made to me in Birmingham by the chief of detectives and Mr. Terry and Mr. Kelly to take me back to Birmingham if I didn't stick to the statement they made me sign, I asked Judge Findle to send me to the reformatory. I was afraid if I was placed on probation, that when I repudiated the Birmingham affidavit and told how it happened, that they would take me to Birmingham and put me in jail for signing the statement over there. While I was in the reformatory at Milledgeville, Georgia, Mr. Stiles Hopkins came over there to see me. He told Captain Lavorne he wanted to see me, that they had an affidavit which I had made in Birmingham, and they wanted me to sign it. They said they just wanted to change it from Birmingham, Ayla, to Atlanta, Georgia. Mr. Hopkins told me to take one copy of the affidavit I made in Birmingham, and he would read over the one he had copied and see if it was the same one I signed in Birmingham, and I told him yes, that was the same one, and then he had me to sign it the typewritten one that he had brought with him, and after that a lawyer swore me to it, but I don't know his name. He asked me if it was the truth, and I told him yes, it was true that it was the same one I made in Birmingham, and I signed it, and Mr. Hopkins and the man who claimed